This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rolls Oconee Historical Society. Oleana and Andrew Lofgren came to this country as young people from Norway and Sweden and met here and were married in Hallock in 1899. They worked hard and struggled at various ways to make a living, including running a butcher shop, raising cows and sheep, running a dray business, and a general store, and farming. In my story last week, the farm in Moranville Township near Warwood had been struggling after several wet years, and they had to sell a lot of their belongings to keep up their mortgage payments on the farm. I'll keep reading today from the story I found at the Rolls Oconee Museum, which was written by their children. In the year 1928, they started a restaurant in town. As they could get little or nothing from renters on the farm, they let it go. Mother's home cooking and the feel of a home atmosphere brought many steady customers to the restaurant. Andrew had a large garden and supplied the fresh vegetables, preparing them for the table himself. Carl, Walter, and Orill, high school boys, helped fry hamburgers, etc. Mother hired waitresses, some who married the boys. Mother never idled away a moment. She was either mending, knitting, or crocheting. When she went visiting, she would knit at the same time. She crocheted a bedspread for every one of her children, but her eyesight failed due to diabetes, so she was not able to finish Walter's. During the Great Depression, there were men out of work passing through town who came to the restaurant for a free meal. She never refused one, as she said, "We may be entertaining angels." According to the Bible, Jesus said, "Whatever ye have done to the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Their daughter Inga wrote a separate part about her brother Conval Lofgren, who they called Con. Con was born at Warwood, Minnesota, June 30, 1902. He had a club foot, and at the age of only 8 months, Dr. Opliger of Warwood operated on it. Mother said he was a very bright baby with blonde curly hair, but being under anesthetic for 8 hours did some damage to his brain. But he attended school and finished the sixth grade. He was talented in music more than any of us, as he could play any tune he heard on the mouth organ. He nearly drowned at the age of 4 when he and Inga were fishing with a stick string and a bent pin tied to the end of the string. He fell in and I grabbed him as he was heavy for me. He went down 3 times. My apron was torn by his hanging on for dear life. I was yelling, "Help!" The folks had doors and windows closed so could not hear me, but the drayman, Mr. Beggs, who was one of Father's drivers, galloped the horses across the bridge, which was against the law, $100 fine. The folks heard the galloping horses so came out in time to see Mr. Beggs pull Con out of the river. Guess who vomited and was sick? Inga. At the age of 8, he had another narrow escape. One Sunday morning early, he and 3 neighbor boys went rowing in Warwood River without the knowledge of our parents. This was when we lived near the river on the Highland Park Road. The boat capsized in the middle of the river. The eldest boy, 10-year-old Eddie Smith, screamed help many times. A man passing by on the road took a boat and rowed to the scene and pulled them out. Little 4-year-old Bobby Smith drowned. Wilbrod Goulet got pneumonia but recovered. Con was tough and he was okay. It was always his job to keep the wood box filled with wood from the huge pile outside the house. He also carried water from the well until his younger brothers took over. The 2 years we lived on the farm in Swift, he worked with Father in the woods cutting down trees. He also plowed and did other farm work. Con's brother Gus also wrote a little about him. He said that Con never was quite as alert again after surgery. He never could shake off the effects of the operation and never had the sparkle and bounce he had before surgery, and it never cured his foot. He remained crippled and limped all his life. The toes on that foot pointed down, making a cup of the foot. There was no muscle and only skin stretched over the bone. Despite this handicap, he did a man's work all his life and was a great help on the farm. He loved to play games such as anti-over, baseball, swimming, and other games with groups. He played the mouth organ, was very kind, would not hurt anyone. The bottom of his foot would get very sore, but he never quit walking. He was easygoing and could hear a tune played once and would play it on his mouth organ. Con was in charge of Mr. Battle's farm near Warroad, while Mr. Battle's was a legislator in St. Paul, Minnesota for 3 years. Mr. Battle's is a brother of Doris, Mrs. Conrad Haugen. Con died at the age of 55 on February 18, 1957. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.